Keep it calling us to drywall. This is Patricia.
Hi, Patricia. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you for asking. I just spoke with Lucas on the other number, and he mentioned that you guys wanted to move forward with the platinum package and that you would be the one to set it up. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
That is correct.
Perfect. Okay. So I wanted to ask you first off, for the confirmation email, do you want me to use the same one he gave me, info@MrDrywallTX.net?
Yes, that's perfectly fine.
Okay. Now, for the listing, I see on your Google page already it has this number. That's the way you want to keep it, right?
Yes, ma'am.
And then if we were to send you guys a text message, do you want it to go to Lucas's cell, or would it still come to this number?
Still to the same number, the 281-339-7847.
Perfect. Okay, so let me, I'm going to take his number out of the main screen so that the text messages would go to you, but I'm also going to put him on as an authorized user, so either one of you could call in the future and make edits to the account. And then for the listing, do you want it to still show as Mr. Drywall Repairs and Remodeling, or do you want it to also say Inc. or LLC, anything like that?
No, just Mr. Drywall Repairs and Remodeling.
Okay, and then let me see here. It looks like on the Facebook you have an LLC, so I would recommend, just to make everything consistent, that, you know, that gets taken off. We can do that for you once you add us to the Facebook so we can start running the ads. But, of course, if you prefer the LLC on the Facebook, you can keep it that way. It just would be better consistency-wise if everything matches. You know what I mean?
Okay, yeah, then let's just keep the LLC. I didn't even
keep it. Okay. Yeah, yeah, it's funny because sometimes that's a red flag with Google. Something as simple like that is if the business name doesn't match, it starts hurting your rankings. So we'll have the LLC on the Google as well. And is it still the 931 Jackson Lane for Suite 4 for the business address, or did that change?
I think it's 931 Jackson Avenue, and then I believe it's, or actually, can you just change it to a different address?
Sure, sure. No problem. So if are you guys still in League City?
So the thing is that we all work remote, so we don't have a main office. They just have a warehouse, but it's not open to public.
Oh, okay. So what I would recommend is, the address is hidden anyway, so it'll show as Mr. Drywall Repairs and Remodeling with your city and state. The address will be blocked out. So if you're still in the same area, I would recommend that we leave it, because sometimes when we start updating an address, even if it's a warehouse down the street, then sometimes Google puts the listing in suspension and it takes time to get it out of suspension. So if you think that... Yeah, it's hidden anyway, so I don't think it's going to, you know, actually affect anything. But I'm going to put the warehouse address on a side note just in case we need it. So what is that address?
That's the address that they have on there is the warehouse right now.
Oh, okay, because right now it just shows as hidden, though. It doesn't show the warehouse. Let me see if it's on the Facebook. No, it just says
them on, because when we had the other company, we made sure we explained that to them, so they were all law.
Okay. So is the warehouse the Jackson Avenue, or is it the other address?
Mm-hmm. No, it's the 931. So there's 931 Jackson Avenue, Suite 4.
Yes.
There's B, and I think I was going to change it to B, but if it's, I mean, we all get in the same mailbox, so it doesn't matter. I thought it was from mail.
Oh, yeah. No, Google doesn't hardly ever do that PIN verification by mail anymore. You probably had to do that initially, where you get like a postcard with a 5-digit code. They'll send one out now every once in a blue moon, so it's good that you would still receive it if they did, but usually they won't. They'll just have you, we'll send you an email to add us as a manager to the Google listing, and then we can start optimizing it right away. Do you have access to the Google listing, or does Lucas?
Yes, we do. The
office, good.
He does, but he doesn't know how to get into it.
Okay, but you do, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so I'll send you an email that says important. Please add us to your Google listing. That way you can add Local Splash as a manager and we can start programming it right away. And then you'll also get an invite to add us to the Facebook. And then as far as setting up the account, did you guys want to use a debit or a credit card? What works best?
It's going to be a debit card, but the only problem is that right now none of us have debit cards because our bank account got hacked. So we're all waiting on new cards at the moment. This just happened yesterday, so none of us have cards right now.
That's terrible. I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, we're all using we were able to get our business credit card, so we all have it on Apple Pay, so when we leave, like, we can still, like, have a way of paying for, like, the contractor's material and stuff.
Okay. So if you like, we could do the business Apple Pay on like a one-time payment, and then when your debit card comes in, we could put that on file for next month.
Yeah, that'll work.
Okay, that way you get the ball rolling, you know, sooner rather than later. So does it say your name on the card or the business name or both?
I think it has Lucas's name on it.
Okay, just Lucas Garcia, or is there a middle name or initial?
Pretty sure it's just Lucas Garcia. I don't have the card with me because it's on Apple Pay, so I don't have
okay.
the numbers. That's what we're going to do, but I can get the card for you in like maybe 30 minutes.
Yeah, that'd be fine, because that way, once you do the Apple Pay, I can send you the email. I was telling Lucas, you're getting everything within the Platinum package, but you're getting it at a 50% reduced rate, the $299 monthly with the $99 setup fee. So once that card actually charges, we're going to send you an email that says your initial invoice. And you can go in and acknowledge it with your e-signature, and that will grandfather you guys into that pricing and ensure that it never goes up, okay? So other than that, if you're going to do the card in about 30 minutes, I can't send that email yet, but I can definitely create the client interview, and that's where my technician will call you, and they'll go over your keywords, your service area, linking your website and getting you placed. So for that appointment, let me see what I have available and then we can tell me what works.
So for the credit card, do I just call you back at the same number you're calling me, or how do we go about that?
I'll send you my direct line, because if you call back on this number, you can definitely ask for Tina and they'll send it back to me, but it will go to the call center. So it takes them a little bit of time to hunt me down, but I'll send you my direct line, which is the Local Splash number, and I'm at extension 777. So anytime you call that toll free number, it'll ring directly to my desk once you put in that, you know, 777. So let me send it. Do you get text messages on this phone number, Patricia?
Yes, I
okay.
do.
Perfect. So I'll send it to you. And then we have a 1 o'clock available for the client interview, but I'm worried that that might be too tight in case, you know, it takes you a little bit longer to get the payment. Would you rather push it out later to like 4 or 5? Because those are also availabilities. That client interview will take about 20, maybe 30 minutes.
You said 1 o'clock. What time is it right now? 1:25.
Yeah, it's like, no, I'm sorry. I meant, yeah, no, that's right. 1 o'clock. Is it 12:25 there now?
Yeah, it's 12:25.
Oh, okay.
Oh, we're in Central.
Yes. Yeah, it's about a half an hour, like 35 minutes. I can have them call you at that
okay.
time, but it has to be paid first. So that's what, if it's going to
no.
be too tight, we could do one later.
If you have anything like after 2, before 4, or no?
Let me see again. No, they have the whole 3 o'clock hour is blocked out because they have a staff meeting, so they don't have anything available from 3 to 4, but I can do from 4 to 5 if you like.
Let's just do that. I'll stay a little later for them.
You're so sweet. And if you get the card, let's say you hang up and you get the card right away, you can call me back and I can still grab that 1 o'clock slot for you. That's not a problem, okay?
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm where Lucas is right now, so I don't have the means of getting the card, but I can definitely get those numbers for you as soon as I,
yeah, I get
to
it.
Him.
Okay. Yeah. So let me just, to put it in here so we don't lose that appointment. I'll do preliminary from 4 to 5, but hopefully we can move it up so you don't have to stay later. And then I'll do the voice verification recording with you right now. That is going to outline your service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. So this portion of the call will be recorded for quality assurance, okay?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Mr. Drywall Repairs and Remodeling, LLC.
Thank you. And then please state your name and title with the company.
Patricia Fornew, and I'm the business manager.
And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business?
Yes.
And you're also an authorized user on the billing of the account, correct?
Yes.
Okay. To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Okay. And then in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Okay, so your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today on March 27th in the non-refundable amount of just $398. When your term is complete, the agreement will automatically renew each month on the 27th in the amount of $299. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support to prevent charges for your next month of service. Contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Do you agree to the renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes, I agree.
Okay, perfect. So that concludes the voice verification recording. So I'll let you go for now just because, you know, you want to get that card information. And then real quickly, since you're going to be authorized on the account as well, you said your last name was Fornew?
Yes, it's Fornew Carson.
How do I spell it?
F-O-R-N-U-E, and then it's a hyphen, Carson.
Carson, okay. That's
Carson
cool.
S at the end.
Oh, Carson's. C-A-R-S-O-N-S?
No, P-A-R-S-O-N-S.
Oh, P, okay, Parsons, for new Parsons. Yeah, I was going to tell you that's cool. I grew up with a hyphenated double last name also, and I don't see a lot of people that do that anymore, so that's awesome. So I have you on the account as well. And then I'll talk to you shortly. If we need to move up that appointment, we will. If not, we'll stick with the 4 o'clock, and hopefully you won't have to stay over too late, okay?
That's okay. Thank you so much. I'll give you a call as soon as I get the card.
Sounds perfect. Okay, I'll talk to you soon.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Bye.